ولكن الله يحب أن يرى. However, Allah loves to see. In other words, all that Allah wants to see is هل يفعل خليله ما يأمره. Will his beloved do what he asked him to do? Okay. وهل يحب الله أكثر أو يحب ابنه أكثر. Does he love his Lord more or does he love his son more? Now, some people will say, oh, what kind of God is this? Is like a jealous God? No. It's not good for you. When you love the creation more than your creator, it's not good for you. Okay, so it's things that are out of place. Like, could you put water in your ear and say, I'm drinking? No. So love also has a hierarchy. Just like food has to go in your throat. It shouldn't go in your nose, right? It goes into your mouth. Likewise, love of things has a hierarchy. You can't love a stranger more than you love your mom. It makes no sense. You can't go love your neighbor's wife more than your own wife. You're going to have a problem, right? So love has hierarchies. Love has certain structures that benefit the human being. And that structure is to love Allah most, to love the messenger second, okay, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of the messenger and love of Allah is the same. You only love the messenger for the sake of Allah, okay? Because it's very well known that dhikru rasulillah is dhikrullah. To remember the messenger of Allah is remembering Allah. And to obey the messenger and follow his sunnah is obeying Allah. All right, man ata'a rasul faqad ata'a Allah. Allah tells us this in the Quran. And then to love striving for their sake. Now, what kind of love is this? All right, there are different types of love. Imam al-Ghazali has a beautiful section on this. Now, this love can be by a number of different things, and the basic breakdown is rational love and natural love. Natural love is the love you have for your family, for things that you come across, and then rational love, this is what Allah is asking, which is to know in my head, the priority that is that Allah is of greater priority. Allah and His Messenger and striving for their sake are of greater priority and deserve first and foremost obedience before I serve my other loves. So you can have other loves, but you don't serve them before you serve God and His Prophet. I mean, if your boss came and your son is sitting there and you're bringing the juice, who are you going to serve, your boss first or your son first, right? You love your son more, but rationally, your boss deserves that respect, okay? So this rational love, al-hubbul aqli, is the least that we're asked to do. By dhikrillah and exposure to the shama'il of the Prophet and meeting the people of the connected chain, that people's love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually shifts from rational love to natural love. And this is why people are like, how could you love a man who lived so long ago? But also, not only just by meeting and reading shama'il, but also that there is a spiritual connection between the mu'mineen and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It manifests sometimes through visions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It manifests through the sakina, this place in the heart, when the messenger is mentioned. Okay, when we turn to his sunnah for solutions to problems, and we find their effectiveness, then you have a natural love for the Prophet grows. So you can have, through experience as a Muslim, natural love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite having between us a millennium and a half. And this is one of the miracles of his ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is why, if someone ever gets a waswas in their head, well, why is Allah wanting to be loved more? It's because that's what's good for you, right? It's good for the human being. It's like that's how the things are aligned. Like this, the way the sun is, the way the moon is, okay, the stars are aligned in a certain way, the ecosystem is aligned in a certain way, likewise the hearts have to be aligned in a certain way, okay?